See, when there's a situation, there's a dominating circumstance, and that burden remains after you pray, you need to pray in the Spirit. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Jay Tyler from Holt Assembly of God, and I want to welcome you to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. Here in just a moment, you'll be hearing a message that I recently shared with our congregation at Holt Assembly of God. The message you'll be hearing today is part of a series that's entitled Pentecost. The baptism in the Holy Spirit has many ongoing purposes, and one of those purposes is a prayerful purpose. My hope for you today is that you experience this promise and fulfill its purposes. I pray that through this message and throughout this series, you are challenged, blessed, and encouraged by the Word of God. Today's message is part three of a prayerful purpose.
The option is wrong, why give him an option? If the option was wrong, why did he give them an option? Some would argue that Paul refers to praying in our understanding in verse 28, but clearly the context is tongues. It's not anything different. He didn't switch subjects. He's sticking with tongues. Tongues has two purposes. One is public use, and that's the gift, and the other is private use, and that's praying in the Spirit. And many believers will never, listen, many of us will never speak in a public worship setting, operate in the gift of tongues. But however, if you are filled with the Spirit, if you receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit, you should be praying in the Spirit. Are you following me? 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Let's look at verses 18 and 19. Look what Paul writes here in verse 18. I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. Yet in church, like we're in right now, I'd rather speak five words with my understanding than I may teach others also than 10,000 words in a tongue. Is he condemning tongues? If he stood up and began just to speak in tongues the entire service, how is that going to benefit anyone who's hearing him? Listen, he utters mysteries in the Spirit. He speaks from his Spirit to God, not to men. So how would that benefit anybody? Is he condemning? No, what he's saying is this. In a corporate setting, in a worship setting, such as this, it is more beneficial that I speak, that I preach, that I teach, rather than stand behind a pulpit or whatever and begin to speak in tongues. Paul says that he speaks in tongues. He prays in the Spirit more than anyone, more than anyone. But yet when they come together for church, teaching in a language that they can hear is more beneficial. And that's clearly stated here in the Word. Paul could pray in the Spirit, all service long, but it would only benefit himself. It would never benefit those who were hearing. And that's exactly what Paul was correcting. That's the behavior Paul was correcting, and that's the correction of this chapter. So when you understand the context of the letter, it allows you to see the distinction between the gift and the prayerful practice of praying in the Spirit. What are some purposes of praying in the Spirit? I'm going to give you five this morning. There are five prayerful purposes. Number one is intercession. Intercession means to plead or to advocate on the behalf of another. This is going to be the one that most of you who know how to pray in the Spirit are going to understand the most. When situations are beyond your control, if you're going to live as a Christian, there are going to be many situations that are out of your control. We can intercede in our native language. We can intercede in English here today. But when we come to the end, how many of you have prayed in a situation and you just came to the end of yourself? You didn't know how to pray anymore. You had no desire to pray. You were just done. You were zapped. You were dry. And you didn't know what else to say. You didn't know what else to pray. Have you ever been there before? That's when you pray in the Spirit. See, when there's a situation, there's a dominating circumstance, and that burden remains after you pray, you need to pray in the Spirit. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Sometimes our prayer life needs help. Has your prayer life ever needed help? Yeah, mine too. Sometimes situations are more than we can comprehend, and as a result, we'll feel overwhelmed and we feel incapable of praying effectively. And that's a great time to pray in the Spirit. Amen. The Bible says the Holy Spirit knows and is able to help us in our weaknesses. I don't know about you, but there are times I just become weak. There are times when we aren't sure if our prayers are hitting the mark. Have you ever been there before? I know I should be praying, and I am praying, but is my prayers, are they hitting the mark? We know that we should pray. However, we don't know how to pray specifically. How many of you want to pray in agreement with God's will? Well, duh, you should, right? You don't want to pray against God's will. That would be a bad thing. So we want to pray in accordance with God's will. There's times where we can pray selfishly because we want something. And we just assume God wants it, but that's not always the case. That's like you saying, boy, I really could use $1 million right now. Surely that's God's will for me to have a check for $1 million. Well, no, you can't even take care of the $100 you got in your pocket. Why is he going to give you more if you can't be a good steward with what you have? The Spirit will always intercede in accordance to God's will. The Holy Spirit knows exactly what God's will is. They're on the same team, by the way. And that's why we should pray in the Spirit. Look at verse 27. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. We may encounter situations where we're just shocked and rocked. Have you ever been there? Just rocked on your heels. And your world is just tumbling and twisting. And our prayers seem incapable. They seem just not to go anywhere. They seem to do nothing. And that's when you need to pray in the Spirit. The Spirit knows the will of God, and he will always pray in accordance with God's will. Always. Sometimes there are situations. Praying in the Spirit results in groanings and travails. Have you ever had an experience or seen or witnessed a travail in the Spirit? Well, if you didn't, it's probably because of this. You haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit. You haven't baptized in the Holy Spirit. You've not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And this, you probably just never went that far in prayer. But there are situations. Sometimes we give up too early. We give in way too early when it comes to prayer. We think God should be like this. I prayed and then it should happen. And that's the way it should be. But you'll have to go to the parable of the persistent widow and explain that one to me. God is not a genie, right? That's not the way it works. Sometimes there are certain situations where prayer in the Spirit results in groanings and travails, words that can't even be uttered. They're more like sounds. And because sometimes you're under the burden, the weight of something, and it's just pressing, and you begin to pray in the Spirit, a heavy intercession. There are trials that you and I need to push through, and sometimes we don't push through. We give up too easy. I believe sometimes we just give up too easy because our flesh is weak, but our spirit is willing. Why don't we pray through anymore? We don't even hear that in church anymore, do we? You listen to 1,000 messages on TBN, you won't hear praying through anymore. We don't pray through anymore. We want our answer, and we want it now. But we don't want to pray through, because praying through takes energy. Praying through takes spiritual energy. Church, it is the Spirit who helps us to pray through. It's the Spirit who helps us to pray through. Praying through means you pray in your native language till you can't pray no more. And you begin to pray in your spiritual language until the situation has been solved in the Spirit. You say, what does that even mean? Because you'll know and you know that you know and you're knower that it's solved. You may not see the manifestation. You may not hear the answer, see the answer. But you know the answer has come. It's in your spirit. You know that God has delivered, that God has come through. It's just a matter of timing. Wait in patience. Wait in faith. You know in your knower. Even before it manifests, a situation will be solved in the Spirit before it's ever manifested in the natural. A situation will always be solved in the Spirit before it ever manifests in the natural. Prayerful purpose number two, edification. What is edification? It's being uplifted. It's being strengthened. Inwardly, we benefit when we pray in the Spirit because it edifies us. When the gift of tongues is in operation, and it's real, it's not just someone who's gotten excited, because that does happen from time to time. But there are times where there's the gift of tongues, and it's the gift, and it's in operation, and it's followed by an interpretation, and the interpretation is spot on. And usually this is what happens. This is what we forget about the gifts. They're also interrelated. The verbal gifts are all interrelated, by the way. And sometimes the result is a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, or a prophecy. When there is a prophecy, when the word takes place, there's a tongues, there's an interpretation, and the interpretation is prophetic. Guess what it's going to do for the church? Edify. All right, now you're catching on. It's going to edify the church. So when a believer prays in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit benefits that believer. It encourages them. It builds them up because God speaks prophetically to their spirit. If you don't believe that, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. Now remember, when you come to church, it's not about you. But that doesn't mean you can't pray in the Spirit. When we come to worship, it's about everyone else and it's about God. Remember, check self card at the door. But when we come just to give God glory, we come to praise Him, we come maybe to be a blessing rather than being blessed. Sometimes we just come to church, we want everything about us. I'm going through this, I'm going through that, I need this and I need that. Well, maybe if we just get our eyes off ourselves for just a minute, that God can do something in our lives and we can be in reception mode then. God knows what you need, friend. He knows what you need before you ask. See, when prophecy occurs in the church is edifying. When we pray in the Spirit, the believer is edified. The believer is edified. Prophecy occurs in a church service. The purpose is to edify the body. But when a believer prays in the Spirit, it edifies the believer. Have you ever gotten down on yourself? Have you ever lost sight of who you are in Christ? Have you ever forgotten who you are in Christ Jesus as a child of God? That's why you need to pray in the Spirit, when you lose sight of that. Because the Spirit will speak to your spirit and remind you, hey, Bubba, you are a son, you are a daughter of God. And that's why you need to pray in the Spirit. That's one of the purposes. We need to be edified. This world will drain you. It will zap you. You're just being around, sometimes, listen, being around each other can wear you out. And we're all saved, right? But sometimes we can drain each other. If you've not ministered, if you've not poured out, and you've not gotten to a place where you're dry, then maybe you don't understand. But when you give out constantly, you need to pour back in, and praying in the Spirit will do that. How do you feel when you worship? Are you encouraged? There's a communion that takes place, right, in worship. I've mentioned this before. In nature, prayer by nature, spiritual nature, what I'm saying, prayer and worship are much the same. There's communion that takes place with both. Get around someone who is encouraging and see if you're not feeling encouraged afterwards. Get around someone who's positive, who loves the Lord. Get around someone who won't be negative. Get around someone who is positive. Get around someone who is just godly. Have you ever been around people like, man, that person's just too good to be true? But I know it's true. It's not a fake front. It's something that's very real and genuine. You get in their presence, and they begin to share with you. I have pastors that will come up to me and talk to me and just pour into me and be a blessing to me, and I walk away thinking, I can still pastor Holt Assembly of God. Because believe it or not, there are times where I just don't feel like I'm capable, I'm able. Sometimes you need to get around encouraging people because they encourage you. If that happens in the natural, what do you think happens in the supernatural? When you begin to worship God, you begin to commune with Him, you begin to connect with Him, what do you think happens when you begin praying the Spirit? Spirit-to-spirit communication happens. Get into the presence of God, pray in the Spirit, and see if you're not edified. Prayerful purpose, number three, confrontation. That one may catch you by surprise. Confrontation. Praying in the Spirit can be confrontational. Confrontation, obviously, is the act of opposing groups clashing with one another and challenging each other. As believers, we are in a confrontation, but it's not with each other.
I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. I pray that you were blessed and encouraged by the Word of God. I want to encourage you to serve the Lord Jesus with all your heart and experience His many promises for your life. The baptism in the Holy Spirit has a prayerful purpose, and I hope that you are challenged to seek and fulfill this purpose. If you're not attending a house of worship and you're looking for a church home, I want to invite you to come worship with us Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. or join us Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for our family night. Holt Assembly of God is located at 540 3rd Avenue in Holt, Florida. Our phone number is 850-537-8351, or you can find us on the web at www.holtag.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Instagram. Until our next broadcast of Life in the Spirit, I pray you are blessed as you serve the Lord Jesus with a grateful heart.